Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing Matt Chandler and his third wayism. It's been a while since we've talked about Matt Chandler on this channel. And Matt Chandler is someone I view as a false teacher. He's incredibly liberal. He is extremely woke. This is the guy that famously said he would hire a black seven over a white eight, which is, you know, just a display of sinful partiality and as well as, you know, anti-white racism as well. The fact that he would affirmative action hire for pastoral roles, I believe, is the context. And he's also pretty weak on the issue of sexuality. Like, he's an ally of Preston Sprinkle and his ilk, spreading side B theology in the church. So Matt Chandler, incredibly liberal. And we're going to talk about that liberalness in this video. He had a famous quote over the weekend in which he's quoting something else that he thought was profound about the kingdom versus the king and who wants who and who wants what. So he thought it was profound, but it was incredibly dumb. And we're going to talk about that quote and his overarching third wayism that he preaches to his church. So that's what we're going to talk about today. But first, I want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's linked in the description below. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast. If you are new, we also have a free Evangelical Dark Web newsletter that gives you Christian news in your app inbox each and every day. Thank you to all those who support via our patron-like system. So this is the recent interview that Matt Chandler did with Lecrae, and we're going to listen to it at 1.5 speed. Lecrae is a little bit insufferable to listen to as an interviewer because he does this active listening thing where he can't shut up while the other person talks. So that's pretty annoying, and we're going to listen to two sections of this interview where he talks about evangelical popes. And one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this section was it's related to a section that I wrote in my upcoming book, Winning Not Winsome. So this is the first section.
When you said no one, like it's not about blue check celebrity Christians.
Yeah.
That triggered me a little bit because I remember a time period, probably around 2016, where there was a search for who's going to be the leader now.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was like, I think there was this, there's always been like this Christian figurehead,
yeah,
like there's a Billy Graham or somebody.
Yeah.
And there was like this search and everyone was trying to figure out who's going to rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
And I guess no one ever did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, maybe Keller starting in 16 became the kind of pope.
Yeah, for sure.
The Protestant pope.
I could see that. Yeah.
Keller's.
But I know what you're saying.
Keller's
you're right.
A class,
yeah,
of his own.
But in terms of like.
So here's a hot take. The Presbyterian Church in America is way better off now that Tim Keller is dead. I mean, you look at the last two general assemblies the PCA has had, they have taken care of business. And I think it's not a coincidence that Keller's been dead for two PCA GAs and the Kellerites don't have the same level of leadership and organization, and the PCA is able to clean up some house a little bit because Keller was a vastly influential liberal. Keller was a theological liberal. I mean, the theistic evolution, the social justice. He undermined biblical sexuality because him and Don Carson were the foremost people at the beginning of trying to get side B theology into the church and undermine biblical teaching on sexuality. So, incredibly liberal guy. It's no shock that both of these guys admire Tim Keller because they're both extremely woke. So it's interesting to note that they believe that Keller was the Protestant Pope in evangelicalism for a while. And in my book, I have a whole chapter dedicated to the concept of evangelical popes. So I think it's interesting that they're talking about this, and they aren't coming up with the worst conclusion in the world, but, you know, it's not the conclusion that I'm talking about, so.
Like, in terms of, like, just being that figurehead that sweeps across, you know, the globe and is like, this is the person who we come to for perspective.
Yeah.
You're saying, in fact, we collectively need to move forward.
Well, I think what I'm saying is that the everyday man or woman in the pews or in the neighborhood or in the workplace has to own the mission and can't just give it to these high-profile, extroverted, charismatic, you know, anointed people.
Yeah.
Like, I've got a platform God's given me to steward, and I shouldn't shrink back from that. I should embrace it and own it and steward it the best of my ability.
Yeah.
But that's not how the kingdom of God ultimately breaks loose in a place.
Yeah.
It's when the housewife or the businessman or the C-suite executive or the politician or the welder or the trash guy.
Yeah.
Starts to own the mission he is, not be afraid of the darkness, and begin to push it back and establish light and be the hands and feet of Jesus where they are.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm advocating, instead of a come and see approach, let me take you to this crazy show. Let me take you to church, hear Matt Chandler preach.
Yeah.
I'm advocating for a prayer walk in your neighborhood, opening up your dinner table, praying with people in the workspace, taking a stand that might cost you, knowing that your reward will be better. And living that kind of life rather than one of silence or doom scrolling, feeling paralyzed, or acquiescence to the culture.
That's good.
So obviously Matt Chandler does not believe the part about acquiescence to the culture because this dude is extremely worldly. But largely what he said there was pretty good. It was the idea that everyone should own the mission, the idea that we shouldn't be looking for evangelical popes, which I talk about in my book, and the idea that he's a lot of what he's saying is bottom up. Now, I believe that God works top down and bottom up, but more often we can document the instances where God works top down. So that's mostly what you see in scripture is God working top down, especially when Jesus from the top comes down to earth. So, that part was good until the end where he talks about not acquiescing. You know, that's what I do. I don't acquiesce to the culture in the world. Like, dude, you are super woke.
Because I think at the end of the day, one of the things that I have had to land my plane on is that if the fruit of spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control is the fruit of the spirit, how will the world experience that if they don't have the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
So those of us who do, hey, we need to be demonstrating the evidence of the gospel transforming us.
And we're... Like, since I'm in the house, we are terrible right now. We destroy our own. We, like, everything's, like,
That's good.
I'm so frustrated by evangelical culture right now.
Yeah.
Nobody hates us like we hate us. Nobody is as cynical towards us as we are. And by us, I just mean those outside of your little stream.
Yeah.
So quick to attack, so quick to tear down, so quick to not give the benefit of the doubt. All those things that were meant to be seem to be lacking right now. We look just like the world. That can grate against me. And I know we're about to head into a political season. It's going to get even more ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I want to pause right there. There definitely is a lot of infighting where infighting isn't necessary. I think of things like the whole G3 versus Christian nationalism debate and how that was just such an unnecessary conflict and they didn't need to go down that road. And people like Nathaniel Jolly, thankfully, and this is where I think we rise above the criticism of Matt Chandler, people like Nathaniel Jolly, in large part, were kind of welcomed back. You know, he kind of like turned a new leaf and said, hey, I'm not going to be clowning as much And, you know, he kind of retracted a lot of his statements and said that he wasn't really going to weigh in on this issue anymore. And he was kind of welcomed back. Now, he still has said some dumb things since, but in large part, people who change, I do believe that there is some hope where this is concerned. Now, where people like Matt Chandler, you know, in the world that they sort of operate in the Big Eva Guild, from their perspective, any sort of, you know, discerning Christian would be seen as someone who's cynical and worldly and trying to tear down the church. And these people operate in megachurch Christianity and liberal megachurch Christianity as well. And they don't, you know, they're not self-aware that they're the baddies.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Like the fact that we're moving into a political season,
yeah,
and, you know, there are people who have expectations of you,
oh, yeah,
as a pastor, yeah, right? As a pastor in Texas.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So how do you navigate the expectations that people have on you,
yeah,
politically?
So here's what I try to do. Like you can fill in that last little word politically with anything else.
Okay.
On any topic, you've got these two fringes,
mm-hmm,
right? You've got this far right side, this far left side.
Mm-hmm.
You've got them. I'm never going to give an ounce of thought to those folk.
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to win them no matter what I say. They're going to misinterpret. They're going to misapply. That's just permission to play in leadership now, where, mm-hmm, you got to get up and say stuff. Then there's this group of men and women that deeply love Jesus and are confused at what it looks like to follow him. And I'm going to aim right at that.
Mm.
And so I'm going to do a 6-week series called Thrones and Thorns. And I'm just going to go right at it.
Okay.
And I'm going to just lay out God's vision for authority, his kingly reign, where we ultimately give allegiance to, how we're good citizens,
mm-hmm,
why policy actually matters,
mm-hmm,
what is Christian nationalism and what isn't.
Mm.
I just think that's such a, like, a way to shut people down right now. Oh, it's Christian nationalism.
Yeah.
Well, okay, maybe, but maybe not.
Yeah.
I'll look forward to maybe responding to Matt Chandler's sermon against Christian nationalism. That sounds like it'll be a fun time. But what Matt Chandler's really advocating here is taking a third way approach. I'm not going to be on the either extreme. We're going to go right down the middle and be a, you know, politically moderate on the issue largely. And this will, you know, the Bible, the biblical position is politically moderate. And it just really isn't. The Bible is a far right book, and it's not even close. You know, things like democracy are not thinkable in Scripture. I mean, during the time of Jesus, you know, they're past the Athenian democracy experiment, which was a huge failure. There's a reason why Paul doesn't advocate for democracy. They're also past the end of the Roman Republic. There's a reason why the Bible doesn't advocate democracy. So the idea that, oh, the Bible is somewhere in the middle of the two extremes is just, you know, ludicrous. And, you know, is it even thinkable that, you know, the franchise would be, you know, the 19th Amendment, is that thinkable in a biblical, within the Bible? No, not really at all. So this is Matt Chandler's trying to take the Bible, take the teachings of Scripture and apply it to the modern audience. And when he's talking about the whole 80% of people in the middle, he's essentially trying to do what will place the most people in seats. He's trying to take the most popular, normie-friendly position that he can. He's not actually interested in leading.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
So it's gonna be an interesting fall, but I just plan on going at it.
Would you, regardless of, this is a little bit of an underwater question, but you can swim. Regardless of whatever political party, let's say it's Republican, let's say it's Democrat, if you have a senator from either party in your congregation and they're like, hey, will you come be a part of said thing?
Never.
Okay.
And we even had, and I'm glad there's someone in the room that knows my world, not you, but my assistant over here. But
yeah.
We literally had the governor of the state of Texas show up and then call us and be like, hey, we'd love to say a prayer or something. I was like, yeah, no.
Okay.
I'll pray for you.
Yeah.
But no, we don't do that. Now, I will say that might change for me on local issues. Like, yeah.
So this is another disgraceful instance of not wanting to be a leader by Matt Chandler. Even David Platt, and David Platt is also incredibly liberal and, you know, preaches a poverty gospel. I've read Radical. It's terrible. And even David Platt prayed for Trump on the stage of his church. Then I believe he apologized for it, like, you know, a beta male. But Matt Chandler saying, I won't come and pray at an event for a governor or a senator or basically anyone that's not a school board candidate, which I don't know in Texas if those are partisan races or not, even though they are partisan races, because every race is a partisan race if you think about it. But this is failure to lead. He's trying to be a normie. He's trying to not to offend the most people, and it's just nutless leadership.
Yeah. School board issues, things like that, yeah. I might be a little bit more vocal about.
Mm-hmm.
But no, sir, you don't get to use my pulpit for that.
Mm.
Here's the best thing I've heard, and I'll certainly say this fall. One, neither side is for us.
That's good.
Neither side is for us.
That's good.
And this is N.T. Wright. So I'm stealing from N.T. Wright, Michael Byrd, Jesus and the Powers.
Again, N.T. Wright, also theologically liberal. He also, in addition to not believing, you know, that Genesis is accurate, N.T. Wright and sponsoring the BioLogos, but he's a big endorser of the BioLogos organization. He's also big on, you know, the new perspectives of Paul, which pretty bad in my opinion. And then Michael Byrd, who he's mentioning now, is the Russell Moore of Australia. So just to keep in mind the people that they're naming, these people are terrible on politics, which is where they are about to quote from.
You gave him credit. Is the sure. book. You say it.
No, this is the second time I've said it. So it's third time I'm going to say a friend of mine says.
Is it in the Overcomers book?
No, it's not. I should have. This book came out after mine. Right. But he said, I just thought this was brilliant, that the left wants the kingdom but does not want the king. Mm. And the right wants the king but does not want the kingdom. Goodness sakes, I'm going to say it.
Ooh.
I'm going to say it, Cray. And then.
That is so stupid. Because first of all, a kingdom is what makes someone a king. So you can't have a king without a kingdom, and it'd just be a pretender at that point, or a claimant. Come on. And then the idea of having a kingdom without a king, well, that doesn't really exist because whoever's in charge of said kingdom is the king. You know, haven't these people ever played Crusader Kings 3? Come on, Matt Chandler, come on. So it's just such a profoundly dumb take. And I love the memes that have been made about it. You know, some people, you know, athletes want the fit, but not the cross. Obese pastors want the cross, but not the fit. The solution is CrossFit theology or whatever. So that is the level of rhetoric that's on display from Matt Chandler. And the memes about this have been pretty good. But they thought that was profound from Michael Byrd and N.T. Wright. And it's just embarrassingly dumb. Like, this is what the elitists think is super smart. But then when they say it out loud in public, it's like, okay. really stupid. And the idea is, what is their idea of what the kingdom consists of? And what are their ideas of what the king and who the king is? I don't think the Democrats are interested in a kingdom. The Republicans might be interested in a king. I don't think that king is Jesus at the moment. But I think they're more interested in the kingdom than they are the king. But I don't think the Democrats are interested in either.
I'm going to probably say it like I thought of it in the fall. I can't do that now. We might edit that out.
That's good.
Isn't that great? Because that's my experience. But like you bring up King Jesus over here.
Yeah, it's like,
that's
well,
a problem.
Hey.
But you bring up the poor.
Yeah.
You bring up immigration.
Yeah.
You bring up, so even now, I know if you're writing, you just heard me say, like, challenge for open borders. Right. No, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
But that's the fringe. That's right. How they're going to respond to anything.
There's
you
no
say.
Nuance.
So I'm not even like, whatever. Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I believe. And I'm going to let the crickets chirp.
That's very interesting because as you say that, I have never considered pressure. I know the pressure of being a black man in a racial climate
yeah.
that people thought was political, right? Like it's you got to be political. And the pressure of people saying there's no possible way there's anything good about the right.
Yeah.
And it's like if I would to even acknowledge anything over here, it's as if I have disregarded everything
yeah.
that is happening in this racially charged climate. So I know that pressure from the left side. I never thought about it from the right side. I never thought about people being like, hey, Matt, you know what I mean? You
got oh, yeah. Like if I mention race or immigration,
yeah,
those are gonna be the two places that almost immediately I can feel the room change temperatures.
That's crazy.
And I think the reason for that is because Matt Chandler is probably super woke on immigration, but we know he's also very woke on race. This guy has preached anti-white theology, so of course white people don't like it when he talks about race, because he is super woke. And even in this episode, he makes some woke comments in this episode and other parts that we aren't listening to specifically right now. But it's the lack of self-awareness. And what is his beliefs on immigration? Does he believe that we should deport all illegal aliens and shut down the border and militarize the border and, you know, not let anyone cross and, you know, authorize lethal forces? Do he believe these things? If not, you know, maybe he is, you know, open borders. So what are his views on illegal immigration? Does he believe like much of the Big Eva messaging that, you know, anchor babies should be given citizenship? And that, you know, dreamers should be allowed to stay? Is that the messaging that Matt Chandler peddles? That's very Big Eva messaging, by the way. So what are his views on illegal immigration? And it sounds like because his views aren't, it sounds like he's getting this reaction because his views are not mass deportations. And he is in the state of Texas, which is serious. You know, it is a top five state that is impacted by the invasion at our southern border. So the fact that Matt Chandler is such a wuss on this issue that is affecting his congregation, why do you think people don't want to hear him talk about this issue?
I don't know I would disappoint people so much. I wouldn't want your job. That's what I'm saying.
Again, keep in mind, my responsibility before the Lord is to be obedient to him and then care for these people in the middle.
Yeah. So good.
I've spent enough time on these fringes to know this isn't rational.
Yeah.
It's not reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably spiritual. And nothing I say is heard, even if I'm giving the qualifying statement of I don't believe this.
Yeah.
Then the way they hear it is he believes this.
Yeah.
And so why spend the limited amount of energy I have there?
Yeah.
So I'm going to aim at the people that love Jesus, love his word, want to be faithful,
mm-hmm.
not sure what it looks like,
yeah.
hate both options,
yeah.
don't know what to do, feel compelled to take advantage of their civic right purchased by the blood of others
mm-hmm.
to participate in this democratic republic.
Yeah.
Now, how do we do it? What do we do? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try to go at that this fall.
That's good. I think that what I appreciate about you in all the wisdom.
So that's the end of that section on Matt Chandler. And it's just such weak leadership from Matt Chandler on display. Maybe we'll follow up in the fall about what he's preaching about Christian nationalism. I'm sure that'll be excellent content fodder. But until then, that's really all I got to say about that for now. Matt Chandler's weak. He's effeminate. Shouldn't be a pastor. I believe he's a false teacher for multiple reasons. And none of those reasons were assuaged in this video whatsoever. He wants to focus on maintaining that large audience or as large an audience as possible by, you know, speaking the normie lingo. But ultimately, he's not leading on this issue. And he's neglecting the needs of his congregation, as he sort of implies. You know, they don't want to hear him talk about race or immigration. It's like, why don't they want to hear him talk about that? Because he's not speaking truth to the issue. And I guess these people, for some reason, still want to go to the Village Church and hear Matt Chandler preach, even though the guy is one of the wokest white pastors in Big Eva. And you hate to see that. So anyway, that's all I got to say about that for now. My name's Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. Stay based. Christ is King. We will catch you on the next one.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.